Professor and News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump has created a task force aimed at stopping anti-Christian bias in the United States. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast, the president announced the task force, which will be led by Attorney General Pam Bondi.
The mission of this task force will be to immediately halt all forms of anti-Christian targeting and discrimination within the federal government.
He faulted the Biden administration for engaging in an egregious pattern of targeting peaceful Christians while ignoring violent anti-Christian offenses. The president said his administration will not tolerate such conduct. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's a big name change for the Boy Scouts of America.
President and CEO Roger Krone says it's time for a name change.
It really allows us to kind of rebrand and reset. It's kind of nice to have some things that are new and fresh.
The organization has been trying to move past claims filed by tens of thousands of mostly men who said they were abused as young scouts and the 2020 bankruptcy filing that followed. It began allowing gay youth in 2013, ended a blanket ban on gay adult leaders in 2015, welcomed girls in the Cub Scouts in 2018, and the flagship Boy Scout program in 2019. I'm Donna Warder.
The Trump administration is suing Chicago over what are known as sanctuary laws. The administration claims the nation's third largest city thwarts federal efforts to enforce immigration laws. The lawsuit filed Thursday is the latest effort to crack down on places that limit cooperation between federal immigration agents and local police. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 125 points, but the Nasdaq rose 22. This is SRN News. God doesn't care about the Super Bowl.
That's what most Americans believe. A new poll from Lifeway Research finds 87% of respondents say God is not concerned with which team wins the big game on Sunday. However, on the question of whether or not the Almighty decides who does win, 20% of adults say yes. Separately, only 5% of pastors say they will cancel Sunday night activities to accommodate the Super Bowl, though some will make adjustments. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Bible verse will be removed from the entrance of a new jail in central Michigan after critics said it was a government endorsement of religion. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God, was prominently displayed at the Isabella County Criminal Justice Center. Sheriff Michael Main said he wanted to honor first responders and law enforcement, not promote religion. The Wisconsin-based Freedom From Religion Foundation had threatened to launch a lawsuit. This is SRN News. Helicopters and airplanes are no longer allowed to share airspace over the Potomac River near busy Reagan National Airport after a deadly January 29th mid-air collision there killed 67 people. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
The FAA said in a statement posted Tuesday that a temporary flying restriction of the swath of airspace over the river will be restricted for airplanes, with exceptions. Officials said if a medical, police, military, or presidential helicopter must fly in that space, civilian aircraft will not be allowed, quote, to prevent potential conflicts in this airspace. The agency said the restriction on planes and helicopters near the Washington area airport is effective until March 31st. Investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board are trying to determine whether the Black Hawk involved in last week's collision was too high at the time of the crash, among other facts. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.